Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Misguided Shenanigans. My name's Nick, of course, with me, my brother from another mother, Daniel Finney, my West Coast brother from another mother.
That's right, West Side. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're too kind.
I mean, you got to start off
by thinking the Academy.
I mean, start it that way, man. Start it that way because that's going to be the bright spot.
Uh-oh. Where are we going tonight?
You know what I want to do? I want to kind of continue on this little dad trend we got going on here, okay?
All right.
We're gonna talk about we're diving into summer, right? At this point, at least here in Asheville, we are 2 weeks into summer vacation for the kids.
Okay.
And there's not, you know, there's a lot of things to do around here for the kids, right?
Yeah.
There's summer camps. There's all sorts of shit. Now, we were looking into summer camps, okay? And when I tell you $600 to $1,000 a week for summer camp.
Holy shit. What kind of shenanigans is that?
It's insane. It's insane, you know, I mean, with, and so this is like where the parental part comes in, right? We all work from home. That's what we do. That's our lives now. We work from home. Our children have to stay home because we can't leave until we're done with our job at 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, right? So ideally, you would want to find your child something to do at a reasonable price, right? We've talked about gas prices like the last three episodes. I'm not going to go down that road again. But between gas prices and the price of summer camp, even a weekly summer camp, bro, $600 to $1,000 a week, depending on what you do. How the fuck is anybody supposed to afford that? That's what's really getting me, man. Like, you.
But inflation's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Isn't that what we're being told?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe inflation's a good thing. For those of you that don't have YouTube, I'm sorry. I'm flipping them off.
I'm going to call shenanigans on that one.
It is 100% shenanigans, man. Inflation's a good thing. Go fuck yourself. Not even close. It baffles me. You know, we used to do, when Zach was younger, we used to do basketball camp. When we lived in Jack's, and my favorite basketball camp, I mean, that I've seen since I lived in Michigan, we did Tommy Houlihan down in Jacksonville, Florida. Any of our Florida listeners, if you're in Jack's, your kids want to play ball, go see Tommy Houlihan in Jack's Beach, because absolutely fantastic and a great price, right? And up here, it's like they want an arm, a leg, and your dick. Like, they want the whole shit, bro. They want the whole fucking shit. To pay for just 1 week at a summer camp, man. And I'm not talking like, you know, back in the day, right, with us, it was like, you know, your parents send you to summer camp. They're putting your ass on a motherfucking bus, and they're going to bus you to summer camp for a full week, and they'll bus you home. No. This is, you take your kid there at 7:30 in the morning, just like school. You pick them up at 5:30 in the afternoon, just like school. Well, not just like school, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean? So not only are you paying the $600 to $1,000 a month for or a week for the camp, with the way gas prices are, you know, up here, again, we are at pretty much at $5 a gallon now in Asheville, pretty close. And
just wait, by the time this airs, it'll be up to $6 to $7 a gallon.
Dude, this isn't even, and this will air 1 week after our Father's Day episode, right? I mean, it baffles me how people can charge so much for, you know, essentially entertaining your kid, right? I mean, I've got a fucking Xbox. I've got a PlayStation 4. I've got, you know what I mean? I've got a Switch. I can entertain them here. But the point is to have some social interaction outside of your house, right?
I totally get it.
Is there a price you can put on that? You're goddamn right there is. $600 to $1,000 a fucking week ain't happening.
So it's kind of funny. Like, I remember growing up, my summers were, hey, go play baseball. And it's funny, these kids play baseball during, especially at the younger ages. I get it for like middle school, high school, you're playing during the school year. But now, all these sports, you're playing them during the school year.
Yeah.
So during the summer, you don't have a lot. And if you do, then it's like you're overcommitted because you're taking them to practice. They got to be there for games. But if you go on a family vacation, it's very hard to like organize all that.
Yep.
So this is a little different for me than from what I grew up as well, because like I remember my mom signed me up for baseball, and it's like she had to buy me a glove and a bat and some cleats, and that was it.
Right.
And we played in shorts and a t-shirt, no uniforms, nothing, up in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina at the time. That's where I was living.
Yeah.
But even in the other ones where you got the uniforms and stuff, it wasn't that much.
Nope.
The pricing wasn't that much. For us, we got very, very fortunate. And I learned this after the past year of missing out on these deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
They open up some free camps for kids and stuff.
Yeah.
You have to jump on it immediately. If you right. do not, they fill up and you don't get in. And then you have to pay for the paid ones. So we signed up the kids for summer school. And not like summer school. This is summer school where they do arts and crafts and music and sports and different things. You can you get to pick kind of what they do.
Right.
But they told us summer signups. We saw the email. I got with Jody. I'm like, hey, we got to figure this out now because I am not going to have them trapped in the house with us over the summer. You know, I get we're going to do some things. Like we got season passes to Knott's Berry Farm, so we're going to take them there
sure.
A few times over the summer. They've got a water park, you know. Splash, Knott's Berry Splash, or I don't know, Splash Zone, something like that. So we'll take them to that as well. So that's paid for because we got season passes. But you can't do that every day. We get to work. It's not feasible. And so, like, immediately we signed up. Some of our other friends that have been going for years and are all caught up on this, they're like, yeah, we missed the deadline. And I was like, no. And they're like, yeah, we couldn't get them in time. So we're having to find something else. And everything out there, like, there's some great programs out here. There's Code Ninjas where they can learn how to build their own video game or how to, like, code things or how to, like, use one of those, like, 3D printers to print out, like, things they create. Some really cool stuff. But then when you look at how much per, like, $250 per week.
Yeah.
And you got to send a snack, nut free, allergy free. So yep. Those things aren't cheap either. You have to drive them there and, you know, gas prices. Now, luckily we can walk them to the school to save on gas money.
Yep.
that's our saving awesome. Grace right there.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. It's awesome. And I, you know, it sucks because, you know, like the money just isn't there. Like it's not there. To do something for $600 a week, even at the minimum $600 a week for a summer camp.
And even depending on which summer camp you put them in, like let's say you do baseball or soccer or like some type of sport. Well, you gotta buy a bat. You know how much a bat is? Not a T-ball bat.
Oh, I know.
Because once they get up past like 6 or 7 years old, they're not in T-ball anymore.
Right.
A regular bat, $70.
Yep.
Because the ones they make that are cheaper aren't the right length.
Yep.
They're meant for kids that are like 10 and 12 years old.
Yep.
That you can get for $30. Plus, they vibrate in their hands. So every time the kid hits the ball, they drop the bat.
Yep.
And it stings. So they're not productive. They don't have fun with it. And it's like, okay. Then you look at a glove. How much is a glove? $30. For a kid's glove.
Yeah.
For an adult glove, you're talking about 50 to 80.
Oh, 50 to 400, but yes.
Cleats, $30 to $50.
Yep.
Plus your dues, plus your fees and all that other stuff. But the things you have to come out of pocket outside of what you just paid. Soccer. You gotta buy the shin guards, you gotta buy the cleats. So no, these things aren't cheap. You go to take them to an art summer camp. Okay. I'm sure they're gonna need art supplies.
Right.
How this stuff goes. Karate. Dude, we looked into karate.
Oh.
$300 per kid per week for karate.
Oh, yeah.
So So that's $1,200 a month for one kid.
Yep. Yep.
And they only go twice a week.
Yeah. Yep. We did that. We did that for Zach. We did karate for him, and it was just about, well, it wasn't $300 a week here. We paid an upfront dollar amount that wasn't
like a retainer.
Super, yeah,
like a damn lawyer, you're paying a retainer.
God, no shit, man. But so he did that for, you know, probably 6 months. I think we did like a 6 month deal, whatever it was. You know, he got the uniform and all that shit, but it was 3 days a week. It was like Monday, Wednesday, Friday or something. And, you know, for the amount of money we paid, I expect 5 days, you know, and this was obviously before like the war in Ukraine and all that shit when gas prices skyrocketed. This was before that, but.
Well, that's not all that's driving the gas prices up. It doesn't help that we shut down like new pipeline distribution and we don't have solar and air up to speed to take on the burden that we've locked out the other stuff. That was just a stupid mistake by our people that are in office right now. And I'm just going to say it. People are probably going to be upset with me for saying that. But, you know, I get it. There was other people in place that made some decisions you didn't like. But it doesn't mean you rip the Band-Aid off before you know what the Band-Aid's holding together. That's all I'm saying. We should have taken our time and due diligence to understand if we pull this, what is going to happen to our people? And I feel like our government didn't do that for us.
Right. And you're going down a whole different road.
Yeah. So we can stop there and redirect, but
we're going to curb your enthusiasm on that one and continue on the path that we were on. You know, it just baffles me, man. I don't understand it.
Dude, you know what? That's what we should do. We should quit our jobs and start our own like summer camps, man.
Dude, I don't have the patience for that. I'm not going to lie to you. I won't do that.
I mean, I'd be counting the money all the way to the bank. All right, what do you guys want to do? Y'all want to play some Xbox? All right, let's get some Xboxes, some PlayStation. Let's go.
But that's the shit they can do at home. This is my point. This is great because you're proving my point right here. I have all this shit at home. I want something he can't do at home. And it's whether it's baseball, which we can do at home, I guess, technically basketball. We do have a shitty basketball hoop, but you know what I'm saying. The whole point is interaction with other kids, right? Because otherwise, sitting here, the first week, what's that?
You know what my parents did?
Kicked your ass out of the house and you came down to my house? That's exactly what happened.
So, all right, I'll tell you some stories, even better than that. So when we lived in North Carolina, my mom, the first few years she didn't work, she had health problems and stuff, and so she'd be like, all right, it's 10 o'clock, go play outside. We go outside, she'd lock all the doors in the house. So we come to go in, and we're like, we need some water or something. And she's like, she'd look through the window and go, okay, go check around back in the shade on the back patio. In the shade, there's some water out there for you guys and some things to drink, some snacks. You're staying outside.
Yeah.
So, like, there's shade that we could have, so it's not like we're out burning in the heat and wilting to death or anything, but it was, like, tough. Go play outside, figure it out. And we'd had to go out and play with the neighbors and have fun and go exploring.
But the difference is we didn't have the video game capabilities that they have today where they can, in fact, speak with their friends in other states. If you have friends in other states, you know, like, I mean, Zach's got friends in Florida, right? Friends in Michigan, whatever. He can speak to them through the Xbox, right? Or the PlayStation. So it's just a different ball game, man. It's a different ball game all the way across the board, but that's not a ball game I want to play. Like, he needs to be outside enjoying the fresh air when it's not 110 degrees like we had in Florida. You know,
well, and nowadays you lock a kid out of the house, it's child abuse.
Yeah.
I mean, all the parents are thinking it, man, I wish I could do that and get away with it.
You're damn right.
That's the truth. Like, we want to kick the kids out of the house. We want them to make friends, go socialize. And then when we moved to Georgia, it was the same thing. Mom would lock the doors, be like, get out there and make friends.
Yeah.
Go have fun. Go find kids to play with.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what we had to do. Like, we had to do that as kids. And any of you, I mean, a majority of our listeners are 40, what are we, 38 or 35 to 52, whatever. So pretty much along the same lines of when we grew up. You guys had the same shit. Like, it wasn't, there was no line, right? There was no, like, middle line. You were inside for bed, or you were out motherfucking side all day. You were outside all day till the sun went down and it was dinner time.
And then when you had a babysitter, I remember our babysitter was a girl that went to high school like a year or two before me. And she'd be like, all right, your mom said to go have fun. And so she's like talking to her boyfriend, you know, checking on our phone, checking on us every now and then. But like, that's it. Like, she's basically the gatekeeper for the house, so we don't go in and destroy the house.
Wait, checking on her phone? Your babysitter had a cell phone?
No, she actually, you know what? I strike that. You called me out on it. That's right.
I was going
to
say.
No, she's using a house phone to call her boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
And the newly invented cordless phones at that time, because the cordless phones started becoming a thing. Before, it was that long-ass, like, cable that you drug around the house and stuff. No, like, so she'd be on the phone talking to her boyfriend or, like, watching TV, watching MTV. I wanted to watch MTV. I wanted to watch music videos. No, I was kicked out of the house.
Yeah.
So, you know what I did? Built my own fort in the woods.
Yep.
With a swinging rope that I cut off a vine. And I built, like, this elaborate G.I. Joe Cobra battle area where they would, like, be fighting over this, like, river and these rocks tumbling and everything else. And I got creative.
Yeah.
Or I'd go and, like, find other kids and we'd be like, all right, let's play a sport. We're going to play baseball. We're going to play football. We're going to play tennis.
Yep. But the issue is now every single kid is so hooked on the video games that it's all they want to do. Look, my kids included, right?
Or society has turned into kids as a money-making machine. They're like, all right, we're going to do something for kids.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do these advertisements where the kids are going to beg their parents to come and do these summer camps. But we're not going to charge reasonable prices. Nah, we want to live the high life. We want to drink some Michelob Ultra, you know, on the weekends. We want to drink some High Noons. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to triple and quadruple and charge 10 times the amount. We're going to 10X this sucker.
Yep.
And we're going to charge out the wazoo per kid so that we never have to work again.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. And people
are out there doing it. I'm not hating. I get it. You're making a living. You got to provide for your family. But it's like, I feel like the cost of these summer camps went from reasonable to where it's like, man, I need to get a second job just to pay for a summer camp.
Yeah, 100%. 100% agree. And
so
again,
I'm working two jobs just to get them out of the house so they don't bother me during my first job.
Yep.
100%. That's miserable.
I 100% agree with you, and we have spent way too much time on this. So let's move on to our second topic, but I felt like that was a good topic because those of us that are parents,
we get
know
it.
The fucking struggle, dude. We know the struggle, you know?
It is real. I
mean, unless you're upper class, shit ain't affordable. It's not affordable. Anyways, next topic, let's do it.
Next topic is... Let's talk about days of old. Let's kind of continue this trend, but shift gears a little bit, right?
Sure.
Dude, so I remember when I was a kid, days of old, going to, like, my mom would take us to a double feature movie during the summer.
Oh, fuck yeah, see man.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live action movie.
Yes.
And then the second part would be Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Double feature over the summer. It was epic.
Yes.
I feel like we don't get that anymore.
We don't. I think the closest we get now is it AMC? Who does it? But there's like Dollar Movie Day, like during the summer, like on Wednesdays or something for the kids. And they play some shitty fucking kids movie. Right. But what I miss is the fucking drive-in movies, man.
Like, the drive-in
shit at Jack's Beach. They would do a not a double feature, of course, but You know, I remember one year was like Poltergeist. You know, one year was, I don't remember. Anyways, but like shit like that, man. Like, where is that gone?
Where, you know, so here's my thought with social distancing and everything, and then how comfortable cars are now compared to back then. You get a crick in your neck. It was such a pain. Like,
yep.
It hurt to watch the movie, but you did it because you thought it was cool and fun.
Yeah.
Nowadays, cars are much more comfortable. They got the reclining seats and all this other stuff. Social distancing is the thing. Why is there more drive-ins out there?
Yeah.
Why aren't they making a comeback?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I think that would curb some fears of people and all the different variants of stuff out there. Plus, at the same time, you get to enjoy a movie. It's an experience. I remember rolling up to the drive-in, you got your popcorn, your candy in your car. If you forgot something, there's a snack shack that sells things that were pretty reasonable.
Yep. I agree.
I agree.
Where are they? I mean, the closest one to us, I mean, I looked this up before we came on here, and it's like an hour and 10 minutes away in Shelby. I would gladly drive an hour and 10 minutes away to take my kid to a drive-in movie to experience what I got to experience as a kid.
I remember in the early 2000s, maybe it was late 90s, when Stone Temple Pilots still had Scott Weiland lead, you know, when he was still with us. And
yeah.
They were touring. They went around to all the still opened drive-in theaters and did shows there.
No shit. Yep.
Yeah, they did. I thought that was like the coolest thing. And, you know, I will say this. Out here, we've got something kind of similar, but a little different. And it's kind of morbid, to be honest. They have something at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. They do a movie night where you bring chairs and different things, and you watch movies on the graves of people that, I guess, were famous actors or actresses or whatever the case may be.
Nah, I'm good.
That's a thing, man. That's a thing. They run a summer series. People go to it. It's an experience. I've been told it's something you have to do. But you go to the cemetery. They've got this wall set up. You go watch a movie. Have a good time. They show some classics.
Yeah. Yeah. Cemeteries, man. I don't do them. I don't like them. I don't think I could go watch a movie at them. You put me in front of a pool. You put me in the middle of the woods. You put me anywhere. You put me in a fucking port-a-john. Fuck it. I'll watch in a port-a-john. But I'm not watching the fucking cemetery, man. It ain't happening. It's not fucking happening. I'm not doing it.
I might have to do a TikTok video on that one. I may have to go try it out.
That'd be fucking dope. That'd be dope because then I could watch it and I don't have to fucking do it.
You could see if I get attacked by a poltergeist or not.
Exactly. Well, better a poltergeist than a fucking bear. Holy shit, man. The bears are out. And they are attacking this year, which is really odd. So anyways, different story, another time.
Dude, I remember when I lived up there, we had lockdowns for bears coming down to the high school and the middle school.
Yeah.
And well, it's actually elementary school because elementary went K through 8th and then high school was 9th through 12 up in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And dude, bears would come down, mom and two cubs digging through the trash cans. School lockdown, can't go out, call animal control and the state troopers to come and move them on.
Yeah. In fact, up in the Smokies, 2 weeks ago, there was a family that was camping and bear just demolished their tent, went after the kid, went after the wife. Like nobody was like detrimentally hurt, but they're out and they're hungry. Like they're looking for food. So it's crazy. Anyways, way off topic.
Hey, boo-boo.
Way off topic.
I'm looking for the picking a bastard.
That's right. That's right. Fucking Yogi Bear, little bastard. Stay in your cave.
All right. So let's end this on a good note here. Let's get into some summer shenanigans. What is your movie that you want to take your kids to over the summer? Give me two. Give me two.
Oof.
And then I'll give you two.
For the entire summer.
Yeah, entire summer.
I'm going to go with... Actually, oddly enough, Zach and I talked about this tonight. Jurassic World. We want to see that.
That's a really good one. Okay.
For sure. I would say Doctor Strange, but that's coming out. Actually, by the time this airs, it'll be this week.
Which that's so weird. Like the movies, as soon as they leave theaters, it's like boom, straight to Disney Plus, and you can buy it.
That's
so weird to me because that hasn't been the norm. But I feel like that's where the industry is going toward. The only way the movie companies make movies make money off movies is you put it in theaters.
Yep.
As soon as it comes out, throw it into like purchase and stream it.
So I think the other one, judging by the summer movies, is going to be Thor.
Ooh.
Yep. It's going to be Thor, Love and Thunder, I think. Those will be the two summer movies that we want to see, you know, in the theater. Oh, God damn it. You know what? And I know it's been out for a couple of weeks now, but Top Gun Maverick.
All right. So you're getting to mine because number one for me was going to be Thor, Love and Thunder.
Okay.
Because it's got Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, got the Chris's in there.
Yep.
It's going to be great. Really love Thor Ragnarok, and I feel like this is going to have a similar like kind of feel to it.
Yep.
So that's number one. Number two is Top Gun Maverick. We watched the first one. Kids are excited. The other really cool thing about that is if you go down to San Diego and to Oceanside, the original Top Gun house, you know, the house that he rides up on the motorcycle to see the chick that's an analyst or whatever she is.
Yeah.
That house is still there. Now Kelly they moved it down the street.
Stop. Kelly McGillis. Say her name.
Yes.
She was,
what is it?
Kelly McGillis.
Kelly McGillis.
Adorable. Just saying.
Yes.
Anyways, continue.
Sad she's not a part of the new movie, but still.
Did you spoil that for me?
No, that's out there everywhere. She's not going to be a part of this one.
All right. Well,
they've got a bunch of people who's going to be in it and who's not going to be in it.
All right. Anyways, continue. I interrupted you.
All right. So, but they moved the house a few miles down from where it was originally located.
Okay.
They turned it into a museum / pie shop.
What?
Yes. So my goal is to take them to see the new movie in the theaters. Go down to Oceanside, do the museum tour, grab a pie, and then maybe get a babysitter so me and the wife can go down to the Top Gun bar where the dude you lost that love and feeling. That bar is still there. It's got some memorabilia.
Damn.
Hit that up.
That's dope. That's dope, dude. Cheap
summer fun.
Yeah.
For those of us who can't afford it.
Yeah, dude.
I can afford a drink. I can afford a babysitter because it's cheaper than day camp.
Yes, it is.
I can afford a hotel night because that's like, you know, half of a week and a half's worth of day camp.
That's right.
And then you know what? Seeing the movie, I think the kids will like it.
That's awesome. I love it. We don't have anything like that either. So I'll just settle for the movie here, but I'll live vicariously through you, my friend.
Hey, you know Days of Thunder was filmed in North Carolina.
I did know that. I did. Yes, I did, which is dope. But that was a long time ago. Who cares? It's Top Gun Maverick, man.
I don't know, man. They're doing Top Gun Maverick. Could they do a sequel to Days of Thunder next?
They cannot.
I mean, they could.
They can't.
That's the trend.
Well, that's false. They can't. They cannot.
Everybody said that about Top Gun Maverick, and from what I hear, there's a lot of excitement. I've heard nothing but great things. So,
the reviews are. I mean, I think it's almost perfect score on Rotten Tomatoes. If it isn't a perfect score, I haven't looked in a while, but
Dude, I mean, Miles Teller with the goose stash. You know what?
That's he looks what we like need goose.
Next episode, shave off everything, leave the stash. We come in rocking the Top Gun stash for the next episode.
No.
No?
No.
That's the trend now, man. People are doing it.
I'm not a
trendy guy. We get on board with that.
I'm not a trendy guy. On that note.
The dad bods in the stash, man. Come on.
Maybe. Maybe Halloween. How about Halloween? I could probably swing that at Halloween.
I didn't know. It's old news. It's done.
Not if I dress up as Goose for Halloween. Anyways.
But this is the summer of the porn stash. It's the only time you can wear it and get away with it.
All right. That'll be a topic for another day. That'll be a topic for another day. But I think this was a hell of a kickoff to summer. I'm excited about summer, minus summer camp.
In the fees.
Right.
Shenanigans. It's all shenanigans.
It is.
The fees are nothing but shenanigans.
That's right. It is.
But a little bit, man.
We do want to thank everybody for listening. We have seen quite an uptick in our TikTok and in our Spotify and Anchor, even listens on the website. So we thank you guys so much for the support. You know, check us out, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Shenanigans.
That's it. I mean, you heard it there first and last. So listen, we thank you guys so much, and we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Bye.